The Melbourne International Film Festival returns this week for its first fully-fledged live season in 3 years, and it's promising to celebrate some of the most exciting cinema from around the globe, including the film Mass, which is the writing-directing debut of actor Fran Kranz. The drama focuses on the aftermath of a school shooting, with parents of both the perpetrator and one of the victims coming face-to-face.
You say you want to heal. Is this how?
We're not here to attack you, and we promise that. We want to know how this happened. We need your help with that.
I'm willing to help. When you talk about blame on your part, I want to know what you're referring to.
It's very hard to answer.
Well, please try.
It's not just one thing.
Fran Kranz joins me now in the studio. Welcome.
Hey, thank you, Patricia. It's nice to be here.
Why did you decide to make this movie and tell the story of such a dark moment, a school shooting?
Yeah. The specific moment, I guess, of inspiration would have been the Parkland shooting in Florida. This is early 2018. But I had a daughter who was about 1.5 years old. And so I was a new parent and sort of sitting on these feelings or concerns about, you know, the country my daughter was going to grow up into. Also kind of coupled with, and not just in America, I think people can relate to this around the world, this general sort of anxiety around how divided and how much division there seemed to be in the world, this kind of intractable way in which we are on opposite political sides and can't seem to kind of come together. And this was something that I'd been thinking about for a while, and I'd always sort of been fascinated by how South Africa post-apartheid dealt with, used the Truth and Reconciliation Commission to heal the country rather than sort of continue to punish people. So those were the sort of moving parts of when I started doing research on these shootings after Parkland, not with any film in mind, just because I felt like I needed to or wanted to. And when I came across meetings like this of parents coming together to sort of make sense of things and find a way forward and possibly heal, possibly forgive. It reminded me of South Africa, and it reminded me of this feels like a possible antidote to our time and a way to make sense of not just the pain of these tragedies, but the division that we're feeling.
The movie is filled with a lot of discomfort. Around 20 minutes into the film, you leave the audience stuck in a room with the parents as they talk through the shooting and the impact it's had on their lives. Mm. Why did you want the audience to sit in that tension?
Yeah, I felt it was necessary to create some greater empathy around the subject. I mean, one of my concerns is that these become headlines, you know, and they're stories in the media, and then we kind of get to move on from our lives.
We get desensitized.
Yes, absolutely. And I thought, you know, what would happen if we could not do that? If we had to stay, you know, and that was very much the motivation of saying, you know, no, I'm gonna make this in real time. I'm not going to have cuts or flashbacks. I'm not going to have music. I'm going to make the room, you know, I didn't want a church that kind of looked like a cathedral or a concert hall. You know, it's purposefully bare and almost plain white walls to make you really focus on what these parents are experiencing, and of course, essentially what our country's experiencing, what a lot of people are experiencing with grief and tragedy, and how can we actually make a difference? I thought let's make people uncomfortable in order to maybe promote or inspire some change.
It's an incredible piece of work. Thank you so much for coming into the studio and talking about it with us.
Yeah, of course. Thank you.
And the Melbourne International Film Festival is running in cinemas across the city until August the 21st and online between August 11 to 28th. And Fran Kranz's film is part of that. It's the film called Mass. He's the writer and director behind Mass, which is featuring in this year's Melbourne International Film Festival. You're listening to RM Breakfast.
Think bigger about the world we live in. Ask your smart speaker to play ABC RN.